Hello, VoiceTubers. Welcome back to Pronunciation Challenge. How is your day? I am Marisa, and here comes a good question. Imagine that you can move to any places on Earth. Where would you choose? Everyone should have their own preferences, but what is the main factor you focus the most? In the video today, the man tried to conclude the answers from viewing various aspects, from safety to social support, from life expectancy to wealth. Later, he found out that there is one country that ranks near the top every time. That is Iceland. Yes, Iceland. Do you ever wondering why is Iceland? Don't forget to click the video after the pronunciation challenge later to check the answer. Okay, so we will soon move to our sentence part. I'm going to read the sentence of the day and please listen up. Even more vulnerable are the islands in Southeast Asia and the Central Pacific, which face earthquakes, storms, and increasing sea levels. Many of these countries don't have the resources or infrastructure to deal with disasters. We will read the sentence one more time in a slower speed. Are you ready? Even more vulnerable are the islands in Southeast Asia and the Central Pacific, which face earthquakes, storms, and increasing sea levels. Many of these countries don't have the resources or infrastructure to deal with disasters. All right, so now let's get into the vocabulary part. Today we have three groups of vocabulary to learn. 好，今天我们总共有三组单字要来快速跟大家做重点整理。首先第一组单字带头的是Vulnerable 是一个形容词，它就是易受伤的、有弱点的意思。那很常会跟一个字使用，就是大家在用这个字的话，会说 be vulnerable to 一个名词，就是易受什么什么的影响。我们来看一下第一个句子 ：Children are vulnerable to internet addiction。那这边呢，就是孩子很容易受网路成瘾的影响。对，就是易受影响的意思。那再来第二个字呢，它其实跟vulnerable 的语义非常像，它叫 fragile， 它也是形容词，意思是易碎的、脆弱的。Please use bubble wrap to pack fragile items， 请使用气泡膜来包装易碎的物品。对，那很多时候你们会在比如说一些包裹的箱子上面会看到红字写 fragile， 就是易碎的，可能里面是玻璃制品啊，或是没办法重放的东西，他们就会在上面写 fragile。 好，那我们现在在想说 fragile 除了易碎的话，它可以当做脆弱的，那当做脆弱的的时候呢，我们要怎么样使用，就参考一下第二个句子。 We need to take measures to protect the fragile ecosystem，我们需要采取措施来保护脆弱的生态系统。所以这边的 fragile 就不是易碎的，是很容易被影响，很容易会受到破坏的意思。那 ecosystem 就是 ecosystem， 就是生态的系统。好，那再来呢，第二组单字，第一个是 resource 是一个名词，资源、对策。To conserve the Earth's resources, please use your reusable utensils. 为了保存我们地球的资源，请使用自己的环保餐具。好，那大家之前一定都很多人在提倡要爱地球，就要多用环保餐具，不要用那种一次性使用的嘛。那我刚刚就讲到这个字叫做 reusable utensils。Usable 就是可以使用的，那 re 就是可以重复的意思。Reusable 就变成可以重复使用的，那 utensil 就是餐具，这样就可以直接翻成环保餐具。 OK， 那我们看一下下一个字跟 resource 很像，只是少了两个单字 R 跟 E， 就变成 source 可以当做名词叫源头、来源、源头，那当做动词呢就是获得、开源的意思。我们先用名词造个句子哦。Experts are trying to track down the source of the contamination in the water supply. 专家试着要追出水源污染的源头。紧接着看到的这个句子呢，就是把 source 当作动词来使用。 They source the coffee beans from South America. 他们从南美洲进口咖啡豆，从哪边引进嘛，就变成进口的意思了。接下来来到第三组的单字，我们先来看看这个蛮长的字要怎么念哦。Infrastructure, infrastructure, 名词，基础建设。The minister promised to improve the transport infrastructure in the city. 总理保证要改善市中心的交通建设。再来，这个字跟上面那个长很像，它只是呢，后面是 al 结尾，是一个形容词，叫做 infrastructural, infrastructural, 基础结构的。Huge infrastructural investment is being made in the developing regions. 大型的基础建设投资在开发中区域大肆动工。好，那以上呢，就是我们今天的单字解析。Alright, so let's move on to the last time of reading the sentence. Are you ready? Let's go! Even more vulnerable are the islands in Southeast Asia and the Central Pacific, which face earthquakes, storms, and increasing sea levels. Many of these countries don't have the resources or infrastructure to deal with disasters. Congrats! So that's all for the pronunciation challenge today. It's probably more important to go based on where you feel most comfortable. So for me, that the cozy place is always my room. So you should share with me where would you move if you could go anywhere. And let me know in your recordings. And I will see you guys next time. Bye bye.